West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, crews in Heard County on Thursday continue searching for a missing boater who reportedly went missing late Tuesday. Heard County Fire and Emergency Services, in collaboration with local and state agencies, is conducting the search operation on the Chattahoochee River in Franklin. The search is centered at the boat ramp on Glover Road. For safety reasons, the boat ramp has been closed to the public and the surrounding park area has been secured. HCFES is requesting that members of the public refrain from coming to the search location while the operation is underway. Carrollton City Schools held its annual system kickoff event on Wednesday, featuring Georgia Governor Brian Kemp as guest speaker.
I just want you to know that we could not be as successful as we are in the state without your efforts day in and day out. I am so proud of, you know, not just our efforts, but also the members of the General Assembly that have supported our education agenda over the last 5.5 years, and certainly the budget last year for education, which included an additional $1.4 billion for K-12 education, really historic numbers. We raised teacher pay for the fourth time in the last 5.5 years.
The kickoff event is meant to set a positive tone for faculty and staff for the upcoming school year. The district has 62 new teachers in 2024, many of whom were hired to accommodate the continued growth in the school system. The district will welcome students back on Monday, August the 12th. Meanwhile, just a few miles to the north, Georgia's First Lady was sitting in with Carrollton Kiwanis. She answered members' questions and said she hopes that both she and the governor will be remembered for helping those affected by human trafficking and mental health issues.
I just want you to know somebody's out there fighting for you. I want you to know that somebody cares about you, somebody loves you. And maybe I don't know you, or maybe, you know, the Kemp family doesn't know you, but we want to help you and we want to represent the state and you to be proud of it and know that somebody was there that really listened to you. We're there to help you, and he was elected to be a public servant, and that's exactly the way we view it, and we're honored to do that.
And Kemp has championed mental health support with the slogan, "It's okay to not be okay," as a way to get Georgians to speak up and get help. New data shows that student performance is up at Carroll County Schools. Academic performance data released by the Georgia Department of Education and the College Board highlight the significant impact of continued focus on literacy, STEM, and advanced high school coursework on student performance at Carroll County Schools. Elementary students continue to perform above the state average across all grade levels in English and language arts. Additionally, Carroll County Schools' emphasis on STEM education has led to remarkable performance in science. Schools in the Carroll County School System welcome students back on Friday, August the 2nd. I'm Colin Worthington.